So the more cold you were to me, the more you gave me superficial answers, the more you kind of pushed me away by saying you didn't really know what you want, the more I dug my heels into you.
Hey loves, my name is Dantea and I'm your fave self-worth therapist and coach. And this is my show, Situationship. This show is about getting out of toxic situationships that go beyond partners to family and friends and everything in between, to living a life of joy and self-worth. Okay, let's get into it.
Welcome back, loves. How are you? Hope you're well. Hope you're enjoying some sunshine. So today, we're going to talk about it's not your type, it's your pattern. So I had a video about this come out on my Instagram that seemed to like really hit home for a few people. And so I thought it'd be a good idea to do some more discussing around like what inspired me to do that video and just be able to talk more about it, because it's something that comes up a lot. With my clients, a lot in conversation with friends, right? So a lot in media, all kind of things. So let's just like get right into it. What is a type, right? Like, let's define what a type is first. So I define a type like a mold, like something that you walk around with that need, that people need to fit into versus something else. So I think of build, I think of height, color of hair, eye, style, their ego, things like that. Like this is a type. I also thought I didn't have a type. Growing up, people would ask me a lot, like, what's your type? I mean, even now, people will ask me, like, what's your type? What's your type? And I always felt like I didn't have one because I dated almost whomever. Like, you could be under 6 foot, you could be over 6 foot, you could be muscular, you could be slim, you could be bald, you know, you could have lots of hair, you could have long hair, you could have chest hair, you could have no hair. Like, it didn't matter to me, even though I continuously have ended up with slim guys, which I'm like, how does that keep happening? It's different. It's like, it's weird when it happens and you're not necessarily going after that. I'm just like, okay, well, here we are again. So maybe there's something there and I can explore that at some point in my life. Yeah, I would date people of different races. I would date people who were black, white, Middle Eastern, like you name it. However, I have come to realize that there is a certain category that I love to, that stands out to me, right? And so noses is something that I really look at. I like all different types of noses. I love, very much in your face nose. Like it doesn't have to be a petite little button nose, just like a, you know, if you have a nose, I'm into it. I'm into it. So that's just something. But anyway, so when we think of type, I believe what we are really talking about is a pattern. So let me give an example. A pattern is something I was constantly attracted to was emotional unavailability, right? So if I'm thinking about what has been my, let's say, even track record, that could be your pattern. And my pattern has been being attracted, being connected to people who are emotionally unavailable, right? So yeah, me, emotional unavailability. So the more cold you were to me, the more you gave me superficial answers, the more you kind of pushed me away by saying you didn't really know what you want, the more I dug my heels into you. I mean, if he was already over the moon about me, no, thank you. Like if some guy approached me at this time in my life and was like, I want to be with you, I want to be my wife. And he was honest. He was always very direct with what he had to say. He knew exactly what he wanted and how he wanted me to show up in his life. It felt suffocating. If he gave me a lot of compliments, I felt like, oh my God, he's so nice. Why is he giving me so many compliments? Like it makes me feel so uncomfortable. Thinking back, it's like, girl, what? Instead of I was over here spending time with people who did not want anything serious, wanted multiple people, wasn't calling me back. I had to call them back numerous times, or I had to wait until after they got back from the club for them to finally call me. And then I would go over at 1 a.m. with an overnight bag, knowing that he's going to kick me out of his bed 6 hours from now. You know, like, that's what I was chasing. Anyways, let me get back on track here. Let me get back on track. Basically, what I'm saying is, if you were giving me mixed signals, I was in there like swimwear. So if we focus on patterns, you'll find a whole different world. You will find the things that time and time again drew you into people. Again, for me, the chasing of their love. That's the thing I would do. That was my pattern. I would chase for their love, their attention. Affection became so exhausting and anxiety provoking. I didn't know which way was up, right? Like, I want affection and okay, I get it this way. But if it's sexual affection or whatever, does that mean I have to always have sex with them for them to stay? What if I just want to hold hands? Is holding hands being a hassle lead into sex? Which actually, that's something I should talk about in a future episode, because there is at times this situation can be created where touch, innocent touch, all touch is sexual. And a lot of us, I'm assuming, have felt that way before. Like, a kiss means the kiss goes on to something more. It can't just be kiss, can't just be hold hands, can't just be sit on your lap and it stay there. And there's no expectation of penetration, anything like that. Right. So something I'm thinking about. If you think I should talk about that in a future episode, let me know.
If you're listening to this episode, I bet you're wondering what behaviors you're doing that keep you from getting your needs met and ending up in situationship after situationship. I got you. I've created a situationship quiz and I'm so excited about it. Take the quiz to discover more behaviors and more tips for navigating situationships, because I know you're in more than one right now. No judgment, boo-boo. I used to have 5 situationships at a time. Yes. So you're not alone. You can find the quiz at www.dontea.co/quiz. That's dontea.co/quiz. I'll drop it in the show notes as well. Okay, back to the episode.
So, like I was saying, it was really anxiety provoking, really exhausting. I didn't know like how to basically ground myself. So if only I could go back to the simpler days of plucking the petals from daisies in elementary school. I used to love doing that. That would tell me if you love me or love me not. And it's going to tell me where my fate would lead me to. I just had to be in charge. I didn't go with the flow. I didn't lean into people that were offering me really what I was wanting for myself, not just chasing after these elusive, don't want to commit to type of people. Instead, my anxiety was running so rampant, I had to force the connection and would just weather the storm. It was all with it. I was okay with it for that fateful day of him saying, "I choose you," even if it never came. Waiting year after year, month after month, weekend after weekend, whatever, however long I was dealing with that person at that time. So when you think about the beliefs that are holding you back, I think you'd be really surprised in what you would find. I think it would be really helpful for you, actually, if I could be straight up with you, like, spend some time thinking about those beliefs that you have around what it means to connect, and how do you have to, and I'm saying that intentionally, how do you have to show up for people to commit and to stay? You know what I mean? Like, are these beliefs actually helping you? Truly. Is it a belief that men aren't trustworthy? So you gravitate towards untrustworthy men, right? So a lot of these things aren't really at a conscious level. A lot of them are subconscious. If I think men are untrustworthy, I'm going to interact with them in a certain way. I'm not going to show them all my cards, right? I'm going to doubt everything they say. I'm going to actually probably only be with the men who I know can't really commit, because they're not trustworthy anyway. So yeah, I'm going to date the... I hate even to say, give us an example, because I'm sure someone's like, "Hey, but I'm bad and I'm trustworthy." I'm just going to say it like this. So then, of course, I'm going to date the pilot who was never home, because men aren't trustworthy anyways, right? Again, this is not something that we would say consciously. It's happening underneath the surface. So get curious about it. You know, is it that I don't deserve non-toxic love So you entertain men who help create a toxic dynamic, because that happens. Is it, I would never attract a man I find sexy and that others also find sexy. So you only connect with men. You have to wait to develop like pussy tingles for that may never come. And pussy tingles is something I heard from Lily Wombo, the dating feminist coach. I loved when I heard her say that because I was like, oh, I know what pussy tingles are. I never like put it into words, you know? So I just love saying it. Okay. So I'm hoping this is helpful, right? So now that we've gone through the difference between type versus pattern, the ball is now in your court. It's always in your court. Just want to remind you again. Are you going to think about the patterns that are similar between all the past people you've dated and start going towards the patterns in a partner that you truly desire? Right? Is that what you're going to do? For me, these patterns are emotional support. Got to have it, need to have it, must be there. Emotional vulnerability. Can you become a vulnerable with your emotions? Can you really say what's coming up for you? Are going to fake the funk and now we're going to be sitting at each other knowing that tension's here, but no one's going to say anything because you're fine. Are you going to let me know how your relationship with your mother, your father, your siblings, your child, whoever affects you? And how that can affect how you show up at work or with me or with your friends, right? Other patterns I look for is passion. I look for proactivity. Some of them that desires quality time and connection and honesty and consistency, like just to name a few. So, like always, I hope this helps. I believe in you and you got this, okay? Let me know what patterns you've identified that you'll be going for now. So until next time, bye. Oh. Also, please subscribe. If you haven't already, please rate the show and please share, right? If there's someone that you believe that would benefit from this show, share it with them. And of course, the comments and the reviews really help the show grow. So I would love if you did that for me. And until next time, for this time, bye.
Thank you for listening to the show, loves. This show was produced by Mackenzie Mazel and me, Dantea. If you got a question you'd like me to answer, which I know you do, please send it to Dantea@soireesandtherapy.com. That's SOIREES for Soirees. When you do that, the answer might just become an episode, and I would love to keep talking about your question. Want to work with me? The link is in the show notes. I'll see you there, and I'll see you in the next episode. Okay,